Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. This is Joshua. So in this week's call, I want to expand on what I talked about last week about the biggest decision and the most important decision you ever made. This will be part two in that series. So just to do a very quick review, what I talked about was the most significant and important decision that you ever made. And I said that it's a decision you made when you were very, very young, before you could read or write or before you could even speak. And I suggested that the core of this decision, that the fundamentals or the template, if you will, was in place by the time you were 3 years old. And that question, of course, is the universe for me or is it against me? Am I living in a benevolent or a malevolent universe? I talked about how that's the most important decision that you ever made and how it really set up all the decisions that you made since then, that it became the filter or the lens that all your experience gets filtered through. And I use the analogy of a contact lens. When you were a baby, if a doctor put a red contact lens in your eyes, everything you'd see moving forward would have a shade of red. So in a very similar way, this core decision that you made, how you decided the universe was, became that filter through which all other choices and all of the decisions you made got ran. And then I ended it by discussing how, even though it's a choice you made a long, long time ago, that it's a choice that you continue to make day by day, moment to moment, and that you're still making it. You're making it in each and every moment, in a sense, how to experience the universe. And what I also said is that if you realize you're finding yourself in that pattern that sets you up for more unhappiness than happiness, that you can start making different choices. And where we ended was I asked you, if you were making a different choice, so for instance, if I had a tendency to see things in a malevolent sort of way where I'm defending myself and I feel like I'm constantly having to protect myself or I'm suspicious or guarded, I'm trying to fill a hole, asking myself this question, if I were choosing to see and to experience the universe as a benevolent place, what would that look like? What would it feel like, and how would I behave? And I even suggested to you the idea of what would I do with my body? How would my body language and my physical experience be? Would my muscles be all tight and tense, or would I just choose to relax and take a deep breath and surrender and enjoy things? I'm going to come back in a moment and talk more about that and give you more tools and some more suggestions on how to deepen and expand your ability to make that choice and to make it more effectively. But I just want to reiterate that this decision and how you made it early on and how you continue to make it on a moment-to-moment basis is so important, because if you think about it, our life is decisions. It's one decision after another, from the food choices you make to how you communicate with your kids to how you manage your emotions on a moment-to-moment basis. Those choices define what your life is like. You know, it's sort of like the wallpaper that you put up around you in your life that determines if you're happy or if you're unhappy, if you're satisfied or if you're unsatisfied, if you're anxious or if you're at peace. Now, like I said before, it's one thing to know that you have a choice, but it's an entirely different thing to know how to make that choice really, really well. And that's what I want to spend time focusing on now. So how do you make that choice? Now, here's what I'm going to suggest to you, and I want you just to take this in and just sit with it. And it may be something you need to consider a little bit over time to really test for yourself to verify that what I'm saying is actually correct. In my experience, the most powerful and profound way that you make this choice is through your body. Now, that may sound very strange. How do you make the choice through your body? In order to talk about that, though, it's critical to understand. I want to just take a minute or two to talk about the relationship between your mind and your body. Now, here's my experience, and I've tested this out quite thoroughly. There really is no fundamental difference between your mind and your body. It's a two-way street. You could even say it's a singularity, meaning what goes on in your mind also shows up in your body and vice versa. So in a very simple way, you know, if you're tense and if you're angry, if you're frustrated or somebody just ticked you off, you're going to have a very simple, certain and specific experience in your body. Your muscles are going to contract in a certain way. Your breathing is going to tighten up in a certain way. Your posture is going to adjust itself in a certain way. And if you even just think for a moment now of somebody recently who annoyed you or who really got on your nerves, if you actually think back to that experience, you'll even notice that your body responds in a certain way. It has to. Because wherever your mind goes, your body also goes. They go together. Again, it's a singularity. You know, and if you also think about a really amazing experience that you had recently, maybe someone you were with, maybe you were out with your kids on a weekend, or you were hiking with your boyfriend, or doing something where you just felt really good and relaxed and open, or you saw a great movie and went out for a great meal with some friends. It doesn't really matter what it is, but if you think to an experience that you had recently, it was really positive and great, but you came out of there at the end of the day or at the end of the evening feeling like, that was awesome, that was fun. If you think about it, it's also going to trigger a certain experience in your body. And what I just want you to notice, if you're doing this with me, and I'd like you to, just thinking of these two different experiences, you're going to have an experience in your body, and it's going to be very different, meaning the experience you have in your body when you were frustrated and annoyed by somebody is going to be very noticeably different than the experience you had when you had a really amazing day. It's going to be different in terms of the way you feel inside. It's going to be different in terms of your posture. And it's going to be different in terms of even what your eyes do. And you may recall I talked about this in the first phase of the Point of No Return program about when you're in a really positive place, one of the most interesting and unique things that happens at a physiological level is your eyes go to a certain place. Your head, your eyes actually go to a very distinct place. So coming back to where we started, what I'm suggesting to you is that the most powerful way to start making choices in your life that really serve you, the most powerful way to start making that choice to live in a benevolent universe, again, if we're making that choice ongoingly, then what you want to start to get really good at is learning how to make that choice. And I'm saying, again, just to recap, that you make it through your body. Now, there's a number of ways you do this. For some people, just having that awareness and just starting to become aware of what's going on in their body is enough. But I'll also tell you that for me, and for many people, the breath, coming back to my old friend, using your breath tool, is one of the most reliable and critical and easy ways, or most predictable ways, to start to bridge that gap between your mind running away from you and having some control over what's going on. Let me just also just pause for a second and make the comment where I said before that the mind and the body are a singularity, right? But here's the thing, and this is why I'm saying that the body is where to put your attention. The mind is very difficult to control. We all have that experience of our mind running away from us and feeling almost overwhelmed and frustrated by our thoughts. We can't control them. It's like almost like a wild animal that we can't even get a leash on. But the body is different. Even if our minds are going a little crazy, we still have the ability to choose what's going on in our body. That's why I'm saying to you that ultimately this choice gets made through the body. We all have the ability to take a deep breath, to become aware of what's going on physically, to notice where we're carrying our attention, to notice the things we're holding on to, and to start to let go of them, and to put our attention in a more positive place. So coming back to the breath, the reason I keep coming back to this is because my experience is that it's the critical tool that bridges the gap between your mind running away from you and starting to have control over the reins. It's almost like the doorway that you walk through from just going through life unconsciously and flying around on autopilot and being awake and aware and present and having the ability to actually make a good choice. Now, whether or not you are finding value in this breathing tool that I've been suggesting for a while now, or you just catch yourself and just notice what's going on in your body and when you're tense and when you're off track, the crucial thing is to catch yourself. There's no substitute for making that choice and just catching yourself. And in many ways, what you have to do is get really skilled at recognizing when you're off track and recognizing when you're not where you want to be emotionally. And that's really, in many ways, the first critical thing is catching yourself, being able to stop the show and create that moment of pause. And we've talked about this before when we talk about emotional eating and other things as well. It's that developing that capacity and that discipline and that strength and that resolve to catch yourself when you find your mind and you find your emotions going in a direction that you don't really want them to go. But again, it comes back to making the choice in your body. So if we go to that question that I asked you early on and that I asked you at the end of last week, that if I were making a different choice, if I were choosing that the universe is a benevolent place, what would that look like? And what would that feel like? And how would I behave? Well, what I said to you is to start to notice what you would do with your body. Because again, you have the ability to start to change what you're doing with your body, regardless of what's going on outside of you, and even regardless of what your mind is doing. In some ways, this becomes a more important place to put your attention when your mind is kind of feels like it's going haywire and a little bit out of control. And I said to you at the end of last week's call that you have the ability to just step into the experience that you want to be having. So if you can, what I invited you to do is just do this experience with me right now. So if you think about it, if you were living in a benevolent universe, if you were having the experience, if you were making the choice right now to be in a benevolent universe, what would that be like for you? So I want you just to step into that experience. And notice how stepping into that experience means doing something with your body. So just start to notice what goes on in your body when you make that choice to be in a benevolent universe. More likely than not, what you're going to find is you start to go to a place of relaxation. You start to let go of the tension that you carry in your muscles. And you also notice probably that as you do that, your mind actually starts to slow down. Again, it's a two-way street. You may not always be able to control your mind and get the reins over it, but if you start to work at it from the other direction, meaning through your body, you actually can start to control some of the activity in your mind. So again, for you, what's it like when you live in a benevolent universe? If you were making that choice right now, what would it be like? And just start to have that experience right now. And notice where you relax in your body. And just give yourself permission to relax even a little bit more. And what you also start to have to think about is what do you need to let go of in order to have this experience of the universe being a benevolent place? What do you need to let go of? Do you need to let go of anger at others? Do you need to let go of anger at things not being a certain way or not going your way? Do you need to forgive yourself and others for being imperfect? Whatever it is for you, allow yourself to have that experience of letting go of those things. In a sense, you could say letting go of everything, it keeps you from having the experience of living in a benevolent universe. And it really comes down to relaxing, and like I said last week, surrendering. To just giving yourself and allowing yourself to have the experience in this moment to let go completely. To let go of any sense you have or any need you have to protect yourself. And to realize that you are fundamentally okay. And that this choice about living in a benevolent or a malevolent universe is a choice you can actually make now. And if the habit or the pattern has been to be defensive and to have to feel like you have to protect yourself, little bit by little bit, you can begin turning that around by stepping into this experience that you're having now of the universe just being a fundamentally okay place you don't have to protect yourself from or protect yourself against. So again, it comes down to this awareness of letting your body and your mind come to rest. And I'm saying that the access point to that is through your body, tuning into your body and starting to relax and let go. And for me, again, the quickest way to trigger that and to fire that off, meaning to fire off that relaxation experience, is through becoming aware of my breathing and even taking some deep and conscious, slow, relaxed breaths. Start to really bring my heart rate down and my blood pressure down and oxygenate my blood. And I just know it immediately takes me into a relaxed experience. So that's why you've heard me for so long talk about this as a really critical tool. So one last thing I want to just share with you is actually an experience that I had some years ago. And I think for me, it typifies this experience of living in a benevolent universe. And I actually did a session with a coach, it was probably about 4 or 5 years ago now. And he led me through this process. And I had been trained as a therapist previously and had worked with clients, and I had been shifting more into doing a very, very specific coaching work in my practice and how I work with people. And he led me through this experience that helped me really clarify for me the pinnacle or the core or the essence of what it is that I did as a coach. In some ways, you could say where I most wanted to take people. If I was doing my job and performing in my role really well, specifically where I would be taking people and the experience I would be giving them. And it was this: for people to have the experience of being happy just because of the sheer fact that they're alive. Let me say it again. I realized that my goal, my ultimate goal, was to give people the experience of being happy just because of the sheer fact that they're alive. Not because of what's going on with their bank account, not because of who's sleeping next to them or who's the senator or the president or how great your job is or isn't, but just because you have the gift and the experience of life. Now, that may sound a little simple or a little bit trite, but I'm asking you to just sit with it, because this idea of being happy just for the sheer fact that you're alive, to me, is, I think, the greatest expression of this idea of living in a benevolent universe or having a benevolent relationship to the universe. That life, things don't have to be a certain way other than they are now in order for you to have that experience of being happy. That just the fact that you have this gift of life is sufficient and enough to have that experience of being happy. And so in many ways, what becomes the really critical question there is, what would you have to let go of in order to have the experience of being happy just because you're alive? And if you really sit with that question, I think you'll find it to be very, very profound. What would you have to let go of? Because that question takes you right into the experience of all the things you're holding on to that keep you from living in a benevolent universe, that keep you from having the experience on a moment-to-moment basis that you most want to be having, and for really deepening your relationship and being able to relax into and surrender into a benevolent universe. And in some ways, you could also say this is an expression of faith, that you can just rest and surrender in the universe and not have to protect yourself from it. That regardless, that there's a belief and faith that you will be okay, and that it's okay to hold that positive place where you're happy just for the sheer fact that you're alive. We have a sense of gratitude for life and everything that comes with it. And of course, sometimes it comes with the good and the bad, but in spite of all that, again, regardless of those external circumstances, that you can come to that place of rest and appreciation, living in a benevolent universe, happy just for the sheer fact that you have life. So that's actually quite a bit for you to think about and to sit with. And I encourage you, if you like to journal or you like to write, to do that. Maybe this is a conversation to have with somebody who's close to you, or maybe with a spiritual advisor, somebody who you can really talk to about this, about really deepening and finding your experience of the universe in a benevolent way. So thank you again for being here. Really enjoyed sharing this material with you, and I'll be talking to you very soon. Bye for now.